listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
Eric in Brazil. Eric, welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
Always good to be here, 59165.
How's the weather in Brazil right now?
The weather is tremendous. We have a little bit of fall weather in the sky since we are below the equator, unfortunately. But looking good out here today. You know, talking about Twitter earlier.
Eric, you sound like a captain over the loudspeaker. The pilot.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you sound like you're saying, we're at 36,000 feet. If you look to the left, you'll see the Grand Canyon. If you look to the right, you do.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, Dan. It's coming from the voice, the golden voice on the sports airwaves.
Thank you.
Yes, Twitter, you talk about that off and on. It seems to be a popular topic here and there. You ought to do get your Twitter on your smartphone, assuming that you do use a cell phone such as a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and then update us maybe what brand of cigar you're smoking and where you put out your cigar. You could start a big memorabilia.
Okay. I'll see. If I ever get that desperate where I want to let you know all those things, I will, Eric. Did he sound like a pilot?
It's a good following. You sound like a next door.
You see the station. Make sure you're
This is Amber MacArthur, and you are tuned in to EPN.
Stay on the gas. To not get caught up in the minutiae of other stuff, other people's stuff. To stay focused on the things that matter the most. Dude, what the... I mean, when I hear stuff from some people, honestly, you guys, you know, and only those of you that need to hear part, this part of the message are going to hear it. But, you know, some people just totally fool themselves, get themselves into thinking that they're working, that they're really working their business. And when we do a reality check, it's like, really? That's really all you're doing?
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
And now it's time for Social Media Success Radio and your host, Nancy Perez.
Thank you for tuning in to the E-Podcast Network. My name is Nancy Perez and I'm the host of Social Media Success Radio. I recently had the opportunity to attend an amazing business conference called Extreme Business Makeovers right here in Orlando, Florida. This power-packed and energy-driven event is hosted every year by Tom Scott and Bob Berg. I was so in awe of all of the amazingly successful entrepreneurs and business owners who spoke at this event. But I was even more motivated by all the synergy and energy of the attendees as well. Allow me to share with you seven of my top favorite speakers. Now, I took pages and pages of notes, but I've sifted through them to pick out the juiciest pieces of information that I think will help you. Carrie Wilkerson, and I loved Carrie's presentation. And please don't call her shared wisdom a speech, because she is an unproclaimed professional speaker, but she's also a phenomenal businesswoman and a triumphant success story, and I respect her tremendously. Carrie's energy-packed hour and a half was about social media and building your stadium first. This is what she wants you to do with your audience. She wants you to want them, wow them, woo them, and win them. Carrie says it's not about who you know, what you know, or even who knows you, but about who feels like they know you. Woohoo, Carrie, that was awesome. Now here's more according to the Barefoot Executive. An internet business boils down to three things. One, building your list. Two, make an offer. And three, repeat. Now, it's important, Carrie says, that you must understand the pain in your market. In order to know it, you must dig down deeper to understand it. That's the only way to truly be there to help with a solution. Do the best you can, but as Carrie points out, you cannot control the results. You can only control your efforts. One final observation by Carrie, and a huge clue on why she's so successful. Don't set limits on our achievements, on our needs. We are where we are because of the stuff we've been through. And it's okay to talk about it. Just don't dwell there. Don't live there. Don't let other people set their limits upon your dreams and goals. See it, believe it, take action, then be it. So listen to her. Don't let people set limitations on you, your dreams, or your life. Got it? Good. Frank McKinney. This guy's a huge inspiration and an amazing philanthropist, and I learned tons from him. Everything he said is so quotable, but these are the ones that jumped out at me. To be an expert at anything, you have to put in 10,000 hours. Wow, that's 5 years full time. So hang in there. You still have time. Sacrifice today for a better tomorrow. Compassion without action is a waste of emotion. Don't be a talker, be a doer. I love that one. Don't swing for the fences. Hit the singles and move on. I love that one too. Some very interesting observations from Frank about your ability to succeed, giving back, and gratitude. You've been given much. You may not think so, and if you're praying for more, are you qualified for the more that you're praying for? The answer most often is not. Therefore, you are not entrusted with more. Everybody has been blessed with the ability to succeed at some level. And the sooner you realize those blessings were not meant for your sole benefit, but in order to assist others who will likely not succeed in your level, that's where you start to feel this unbelievable great asset. It could be financial, it could be spiritual, and it could be relational. Seek your professional highest calling, but you also have a spiritual higher calling, and the sooner you can dovetail those two together is when you will experience euphoria, true happiness, and true satisfaction. Well said, Frank. Stephanie Frank. Now, she's a computer hacker. This is a true story. Her background, but this is, she's grown so much since then. She was a former computer hacker. But this lady is an interesting and wickedly smart businesswoman who's built several multi-million dollar companies. Her focus that day was telling us how important time, focus, and building a team are to our success. She wanted to focus a lot on time because, as she says, there are 86,400 seconds in a day. If everybody has the same amount of time in a day, why is it that some people make $10,000 a year and some people make that in a day? How is that possible? Well, she says that your business is all about how you spend your time. You didn't get into business to give up all of your time, did you? No, you got into business to have the time to spend with your family and do the things you want to do. Your time on your dime, so spend it wisely. Most people think that they need more education and that they have to have the latest and greatest tools, systems, and cool new social media tactics. But your problem isn't what you don't know. Your problem is leverage. The leverage is against your time. So what are Stephanie's ways to eliminate a lot of the distraction, a lot of things that get in the way of your time? Well, the time-wasting, money-sucking, energy-draining, critical factors stunting your business growth are, one, you don't know what you want. What do you want in 90 days? Start small. Be specific. Two, overwhelmed and stuck. You're listening to all the little voices that tell you to do too much. Three, energy drains. Too much calorie-ridden, high-in-fat stuff on your plate. Four, your to-do list is never done. Five, everything has to be done right. So how do you overcome these? Focus. Focus time, the time you schedule to do the most important things on your to-do list. Tasks should not take longer than 15 minutes. If it does, it's a project and you need to break it down into smaller tasks. If you have 1 hour of focus time a day, you can do 4 things. Now, I got to tell you, when I heard this, I was like, 1 hour, are you serious? I need way more time than that. But it works, and let me tell you why. You have to condition yourself to do 1 completely undistracted hour of checking off small tasks in your to-do list. That means no phone calls, checking emails, or social media. Very hard for this social media addict, I must confess. But it gets better. You work your way up towards allowing more focus time. And guess what? It gets easier because once you're on a roll, just keep rolling. Next, she talks about team, how to build a perfect business. A perfect business needs two things, she says, perfect partners and perfect leverage. You don't need to know everything. You just need to know the outcome. That's what a good leader does. Have you ever thought this? No one can do it like me. Geez, I know I have. Well, I don't want to hurt your ego, but yes, other people can do it like you and probably do it better. You don't have to do everything all yourself. Match the right people to the right job and get help. There are places you can go on the net. Try Elance.com or Odesk.com and pay very qualified people anywhere from $3 to $10 an hour to do the things that A, you shouldn't do, and B, you hate to do. Why? Because it frees you up to do the most important things, the things you're good at and love to do. And as entrepreneurs, what do we most love to do? That's right, come up with the ideas and the marketing. But we should also be connecting. Having success online and through social media requires this. So the less time spent on mundane tasks and spent engaging and forming business alliances, the more time we will have to jump on opportunities that come our way. Makes a lot of sense to me, just saying. Paul Martinelli. Now this guy, I've never heard of him before, but he was amazing. He was beyond entertaining and inspiring, and I hung onto his every word. Allow me to share Paul's 10 ways to create a belief and achieve success. 1, you must have a burning desire and fall absolutely in head over heels in love with it. 2, when you see it, you must act. This is an intuitive, conscious awareness of your next step. 3, you have to find your yes, the relentless pursuit of the people, conditions, and circumstances necessary to fulfill your dreams. 4, don't negotiate with your dream. You must be willing to pay the price, whatever and how much for what you want. But the moment you start to question the price and if you should do it, don't, because you won't. Know without question that you will stop at nothing short of victory. 5, be creative. Focus on the possibilities, not the limitations. Don't just think outside the box. Create your own unique shapes. 6, challenge your old beliefs. Throw away anything that said you're not good enough. Create new ones. 7, you must take the first step without knowing any of the others. This is a great point. Knowing how to do a thing has never accomplished anything. Knowing why produces results. And be willing to do it afraid. Be willing to do it very afraid. 8, the law of sacrifice. Let go of something of lesser value for the attainment of something of higher value. But you have to define why the greater value is more valuable. 9, see yourself in possession of what you want to claim. There must be a clear vision first. 10, celebrate small victories along the way. I know I do. And as you do, the victories will unfold to be more meaningful and will be a greater expression of your life's purpose. Now, I'm going to end this with a question and a few wise words from business and financial expert Robert Schemin. How many of you like to think, wonder, worry, and analyze? Stop it. Stop thinking, stop wondering, stop worrying, stop analyzing, and start doing. Get out of the way of yourself. Everything in your life has a risk for doing it, but everything has a risk for not doing it. So like Nike says, just do it. Robert also said, if you want to give and help others in life, you have an obligation to get. If you don't get anything for yourself, you can't give it. You have an obligation to become wealthy and successful and to take your business to the next level. And that is what I want for you as well. Thank you for tuning into Social Media Success Radio on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This is Nancy Perez, your social media coach, success partner, and friend. Let's connect. You can find me on Twitter at Nancy Perez and on Facebook, or just go to FacebookNancy.com. And I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or topics you want me to cover on future shows, send me an email to nancy@socialmediax.com.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the E! Podcast Network.
The E! Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on EPN.